So it is announced that a new device is to go on the market for women to buy, and that it only works on men. The device is able to shrink men to a few inches tall. Let's say it's about 3 inches, in order to make it a consistent size to refer back to. It's affordable, and it will be made available to all women. Question 1. What would be the impact on the rights of women and men? Would there be changes to economics, jobs, and the distribution of wealth and property? First, I would like to point out that in modern day, this kind of product would not be legal. However, we are not discussing the legality of the product, only that it exists and is made readily available to all women, and I suppose men if they want to buy it as well. At the beginning, I believe men might become more apprehensive around women. After a few incidents of deaths caused by shrinkage, maybe even fearful. There would be men's rights protesting in order to ban the device. Women would find men scared to get on their bad sides. I believe it would be a slow change over the process of a few years, but women would receive higher paying jobs and far more opportunities. I doubt property ownership and distribution of wealth would change, at least not for several years. Though after quite some time, perhaps 10, I can see ownership falling to women. The economy may suffer. If half the human population suddenly faced the possibility of being shrunk at any time, I'm sure some would refuse to leave their homes, avoiding women altogether. As for the shrunken men, they wouldn't be able to work properly. There would no longer be enough people to fill jobs, and I believe cities might become smaller and times would become simpler, though food for men would be very cheap. Question 2. Would policing and the justice system change? Once again, I believe it would take a few years, but law would eventually become somewhat biased towards women. After all, it can be difficult to take a witness seriously when he's 3 inches tall. Men would begin to have very little rights, where the law is concerned. Eventually, we may dissolve into a dystopian society where men are simply property. A man could never harm a woman, or else they would find themselves faced with severe consequences. Question 3. Would there still be divorce, and would relationships be the same as now? Divorce might still occur at the beginning, but only if it was the woman's choice. After 10 to 20 years, I believe marriage would be a thing of the past. Men would be women's toys and pets. Heck, I can even see them being kept in a cage like rats. Question 4. How would this change the way that women view and treat men, and the way that men view and treat women? Women would certainly dehumanize men. After all, if they are no bigger than a rodent, treat them like one. Most men might be shrunk down, though a few might be around if only to collect sperm for breeding. I believe most women would choose to take another woman as partner, perhaps selling off their child if they ended up male. Men would learn quickly that sucking up to a woman is necessary. Any woman could have one of these devices, and they would learn quickly to treat all women like goddesses. However, like anyone given power, a woman's expectations would rise until they are unattainable. I believe many men would resent that, but some might force themselves to believe women truly are superior, at least to save them pain in the long run. Finally, there would be some percentage of both men and women that protest this device, beg for laws against it. I can imagine a large protests in the street, occasionally silenced by uses of this device. Question 5. Overall, do you think this change would be a good thing or not? I believe in equality between all sexes and races. This would completely change modern society in every way imaginable, though society needs a change right now. I don't think this is the right direction, however. Question 6. Would you vote for it? No. I would vote against it. Question 7. Would you choose to buy one of these devices? Yes. And perhaps that contradicts my earlier statement, but $50 for a device that could shrink a man? That's too cool not to buy. Plus, if everyone who bought one was suddenly treated like a goddess, well, why not me? I'm sure there would be plenty of guilt that followed the purchase, and I might keep it a secret from the men I knew. In the beginning, I doubt I would carry it with me. It would be something locked away in my closet for the first year or so. Question 8. In what sort of situations can you imagine shrinking a man? Would it only be in emergencies, or might you do it for revenge or to enact justice, or just whenever you feel like it? I think I would shrink a man. Perhaps the first time it might be for justice or revenge. For example, my boyfriend cheating on me. However, the trigger for it would get smaller every time I used it. Someone back-ends my car. Someone borrowed money without telling me. Someone broke one of my things. A friend was late to a meeting. Until I would be doing it for the smallest offenses. A man coughing in my direction. Power is a terrifying thing, and it spirals out of control. Chapter 9. Could you imagine ever squashing a man underfoot? Yes, though it wouldn't happen easily. Question 10. What would cause you to do this? At this point, where I would even think of doing something like this, I would have become somewhat twisted. I would be shrinking men for much smaller offenses, like missing a meeting or coughing in my direction. One of those levels. I can imagine seeing someone insulting a woman, calling my power and my authority into question. Perhaps I'm with another woman and need to show that I am powerful. Or perhaps I'm making an example of him in front of other men. But yeah, I can see it happening. Question 11. Would your view change if the man was a rapist, murderer, child abuser? Yes. I would feel far more comfortable doing that. After all, there might be a chance they would get the death penalty anyways. I'm just saving the state money. Question 12. Could you describe what it would be like, both for you and the man under your foot, physically and psychologically? For me, I think I would be mostly angry at first. As I'm crushing him, I would more than think he deserved it. I might need to put a little pressure on him to thoroughly crush him. I would probably be able to hear a small crunching and perhaps a wet sound. Afterwards, there would be guilt. The first time I do it, I doubt I would ever be able to wear those shoes again. I would feel sick. Maybe even vomit. However, it gets easier. The next time I might not feel as bad. Sure, I might feel queasy, and I might wash those shoes over and over again. But I wouldn't vomit that time. Eventually, it'll be where I'm complaining about how inconvenient it is to wipe the remains off my shoe. Now for the man. Fear. He would wonder for a moment if he had finally gone too far. Was it worth the insult? Worth his pride? No, it wasn't. He would feel the weight of my shoe and the air leave his lungs. It would be pain all over his body. Might squirm to get away, but that would make it hurt more. And the shoe's too heavy anyways. The last thing he would hear would be his own bones cracking. And then nothing. Question 13. What would your weight do to his body, and what would be left after you lifted your foot off him? How fat flat would he be? Not how fat. I believe his bones would be crushed. It's like if you've ever crushed a lollipop or hard candy under your foot. They turn into small shards and they're scattered all over the place. Shards of bone will have punctured his flesh, causing bone blood to leak out. I think he would look similar to a squash bug. Perhaps not as flat, due to it being 3 inches instead of a centimeter. No, he would look like some kind of roadkill. And that's all the questions. I hope you enjoyed the Q&A. I had a lot of fun doing it. Lots of thinking into my own psychological reasoning, and, well, yeah, I hope you enjoy it.